Can humanity live free from sin? Sin is a willful transgression of divine laws. David rejoiced because God forgave him for his sins after he repented. He was explicit in this psalm, Psalm 32:1-2, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile." We have heard that we cannot live free from sin. That is not true. When we are born again, we do not commit sin. Jesus said to the man he healed, St. John 5:14, "Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." Evidently, the believer receives power to live godly when the Lord forgives them of their sins. Jesus will never tell us to do that which we cannot do. We do not willfully sin against him. John wrote, 1 Epistle of John 3:8-9, "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God." Jesus said, St. Luke 8:11, "The seed is the word of God." Those scriptures clearly stipulate that the blood of Jesus has destroyed sin, and the devil does not have power to make us commit sin. The Lord sets believers free from all sin and its consequences. Apostle Paul proclaimed, Romans 6:14, "For sin shall not have dominion over you." Verse 22, "But now being made free from sin, and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life." Cain was the first murderer. He never repented, because he was a devil. Devils do not repent. God said, Genesis 4:11, "And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand." Jesus said to his disciples, St. John 6:70-71, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" He spake of Judas Iscariot the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. God proclaimed to Moses, Deuteronomy 30:19, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." God gave humanity power to choose to be good, or choose to be evil.